owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
Freedom Network, and with us this morning is our good friend Michael Shaw, and we're going to be talking about a master plan. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there really is an agenda out there. There are people who are planning your future, and it doesn't matter who you vote into political office. Their candidate always wins. Their agenda is published. It's called Agenda 21. You can get it from the United Nations. You can get it from Michael. He actually carries copies of the United Nations publication, Agenda 21. And people need to understand that these people have an overview of the world, a different worldview than you and I. It's really covered in something called the Global Biodiversity Assessment. Came out of the Second Earth Summit back in 1992. I think it was published in 1995. By Cambridge University Press. It's 1,142 pages. We have a summary of it in one of our publications of the Sustainable Development Syllabus, but they really intend either to lower our living standards or eliminate a large part of the world's population. They want to actually get us out of our cars. They want to control where we live. They want to control where we go, how we travel. They want to control every aspect of our lives because these are an elite. These are the same people who, down through the decades, have financed communism in other countries. Why? Because that's what communism is. It's not about the redistribution of wealth. It's about centralization of power within elite. But they can't let the average communist or socialist or liberal or a person, you know, a pinheaded individual who embraces these wonderful philosophies understand that they're working for the very people they oppose. Well, Michael is on the front lines of this battle with an organization called Freedom Advocates, centered here in Santa Cruz, where I live, really one of the hearts of this entire movement to regulate every aspect of our lives. It's not imaginary. It is not a conspiracy. It is an agenda. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know because they control the media. And with that as the background, Michael, thanks so very much for being with us again.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Stan. It's so important that people begin to see this program of Agenda 21 or so-called sustainable development for what it is, because we're being taken down largely because we don't know what we're fighting against.
Right.
And in the case of so many Americans, we've lost the knowledge of what it is we're fighting for. And Sun Tzu told us 2,500 years ago that any military operation, whether it be a hot war or a cold war, the kind we're suffering from today, you've got to know yourself and you've got to know your enemy. Without those two bits of understanding, you can't stand a chance of winning a war. And we are engaged in a war today, a war over posterity, really a war over the rest of our lives, because a sustainable development, or Agenda 21, is designed to take effect soon, within the lifespan of the average baby boomer. And yet today, if you go around the countryside, people know that something is wrong, but they're not able to put their finger on it. And that's what we've worked so hard to try to help with, because you're not going to find this information in your globalist controlled local newspaper or in the nation's major newspapers. You won't see sustainable development exposed for what it is by any newspaper that I know of. And in fact, most of them are now held by globalist conglomerates, and their job is to pass sustainability off as a notion about saving the environment and bringing the world together in a one-world order. That's when we need to become particularly leery and take up the study of sustainable development. And as you indicated, that's what our organization attempts to do. We've got videos and audios and booklets and all kinds of writings at our website that can begin to give the flavor for anyone age 12 and higher to begin to understand the globalist takeover of our local communities. Agenda 21 advertises itself as a global to local program. So you can look at it at the global level. There's not much the average person can do to stop it at the World Trade Organization. But it always comes down to local implementation. And that's where the Democrats and Republican parties do such a job of implementing the globalist program right in your city hall or right at your county government. So becoming aware is step number one. And I invite the listening audience to our website, freedomadvocates.org, where we give you a good beginning on how to recognize and understand sustainable development and a lot of links to other resources that operate in the same way.
And, of course, Agenda 21 is simply the agenda for the 21st century that was written last century, and but it first carries over here. The leaders of both political parties, the candidates of both political parties, are globalists. They're going right along with this. You're not going to hear Barack Obama or John McCain talking about, you know, this movement. Of course not. They're both controlled by the people who are advocating it, people of great wealth who want to see this centralization of power with government. And, of course, they use environmentalism. And the solution to every environmental problem is a new series of government controls. And they finance the environmentalism. If you go back to the origin of the environmental movement, it was financed by the great oil companies that tie into this movement, just as the banking, many of our major corporations. People of great wealth who've accumulated that wealth because they have adopted this philosophy, and it gets right around, of course, to one world government. They want a one world government. They want a one world religion. They want coercive population control. That means wiping out unborn generations of people and killing off the elderly. And then, of course, they want to have their world leader. And they're working rapidly in that direction. And the fact that this is never mentioned in our universities, it is never mentioned in our schools, and probably most of our teachers, most of our university professors don't understand it, but many of them do. And, of course, they're using their pulpit to mold the minds of the youth to go along with these ideas of socialism and centralization of power in government, because they'll solve our problems and then they can work against those wicked people of great wealth. Wicked people of great wealth were pushing these very ideas, and the average individual, even many of the professors, don't understand. So they're promoting the ideas advocated by the people that they look upon as evil and wicked, and they themselves are promoting an evil and wicked agenda. Well, tell us, how is this going to apply to the lives of the listeners of this program today? And when we get back, I'll ask Michael to just address how this impacts on you and the listening audience. You may not understand that those skyrocketing prices of oil and the collapse of the economy are all related to this. Well, we'll be back in just a moment here.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I
bad look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest Michael Shaw of Freedom Advocates, freedomadvocates.com, an excellent source of information on sustainable development. Michael, how does this impact on the people in the listening audience? I mean, we talk about these ideas, but how does this impact upon them? How does this impact upon their pocketbook, what they can do, their freedom, their ability to live their lives as they want to, as was once the heritage of America?
Let me answer that in a couple parts. First, I want to define sustainable development so that we have a closer look at what it is we're looking at. The United Nations defines sustainable development as, quote, meeting today's needs without compromising future generations to meet their own needs. Well, that sounds sweet. It was lifted straight from the 1977 Soviet Constitution. But let me give a fuller and more complete definition, which will then begin to lead us to an understanding of what consequence this is going to have for the average human being. Sustainable development is the process by which America is being reorganized around the central principle of state collectivism, using the environment as bait. This is being done while indoctrinating and preparing our children to live in a state-run, globally managed collective. Now, the philosophical premise of the American experience and sustainable development are opposite. Now, let me give three facts about sustainable development implementation that begin to show an even deeper coloring of what it will do for the average person. First, American schools now largely ignore the foundational basis of freedom, which is the recognition of every individual's unalienable rights. America is the only country in the history of the world that has recognized there are creator-given rights to life, liberty, and property. Sustainable development buries that notion. Second, financial interests in America are being lost in the increasingly inevitable collapse of America's funding money system. To really understand sustainable development, one has to understand the nature of money. Growing up, I would always hear that money was the root of all evil. I'd also hear that the money was the root of all that was good. It was always a great confusion to me, which it was. Well, you've got to look at the nature of the monetary system to be able to assess whether money is the nature of evil or money is the nature of good. Today, we live with an unconstitutional money system that is created out of thin air by globalist makers, the same people who are at the core behind sustainable development. They make money out of thin air, and as they make it out of thin air, they can cause it to evaporate by the same process. I might ask our listeners, you know, if they're watching monetary effects in the United States today, if perhaps we're on the verge of the destruction of the dollar. What happens when the dollar destroys? But even more important for this discussion is, who can control the survival or the death of the U.S. dollar? It's not really the U.S. consumer. It is those people who make the money for purposes of lending to others out of thin air without anything standing behind it that really control the fate of our monetary system. And third, you know, it's become increasingly clear that in this country, politicians think America is a democracy. and that they run it. Well, America is not a democracy. James Madison said that democracy is as short-lived as it is vicious in its death. Because once we say a majority can decide the terms of your life, then none of us have a life that is our own. And of course, that's the standard of evil government from time immemorial. And we stand on the verge of that here in the United States simply because of a lack of understanding about what this nation is. Again, I'll go back to Sun Tzu. We've got to understand who we are and who our enemy is if we intend to prevail and preserve freedom for posterity. So if we look at those three factors, that our children aren't being educated, they don't even know what unalienable rights are, that our money system is on the verge of destruction, and that we're being run by a system of political hacks who think that democracy is the way the American system runs and that they're in control of the democratic action, we can look and we can say, gee, what does the future hold for us? Well, in short, the future is a future where people do not have unalienable rights. In fact, people become biological resources at the service of government power. We see that we're a nation with a funny money system that can implode at any time of the maker's choice. And we see that we're a system that's on the wrong track as we pursue this democratic notion where the three foxes can decide to have the lamb for lunch and you're going to be the lamb. So Americans need to set back, begin to look at this program called Agenda 21 or Sustainable Development. Understand that both our political parties are fully committed to its implementation and take back control of our country. And you start by doing that at the local level because you're not going to change Congress's action tomorrow. But sustainable development is a global to local program. They don't make progress until they change the ordinances in your town such that private property becomes abolished. I mean, here in Santa Cruz, it's the perfect prototype for the sustainable model. If you're a landowner here and you're not on the right side of the government, you simply can't use your land. You can pay for it and pay the taxes on it, but you will not be allowed to use it. Period. End of story. Now, Santa Cruz has been that way for a long while. You say, well, that's a weird place. But I'll say to you that it's happening everywhere. If you're a rancher or a farmer anywhere in this country, you are feeling the direct effects of the local implementation of Agenda 21, Sustainable Development. When we're done, the program of Sustainable Development calls for the creation of wildland preserves across the world and focused on the United States. In the United States, the wildlands program encompasses over 50% of the land mass of this country. Now, when landscapes are identified for inclusion in the wildlands project, it means that there will be no private ownership. There will be no persons living there. And there will be no exaction of natural resources. Now, someone listening might be skeptical of that and say, oh, well, gee whiz, George Bush is now opening or trying to open the land for oil production. Well, there's always an inch moving forward toward the side of an open society while a yard is being taken in the opposite direction. After all, it was George Bush's father who took
offshore drilling.
Offshore drilling. Took that and made it impossible for the last 20 years so as to create the problem that we have now. George Bush Jr. pretends to be resolving the problem, but of course he can't by himself. He won't by himself. We're now stuck with a problem that lip service will be given to solving, but in accordance with the globalist agenda, America is not going to be made independent of foreign oil sources unless or until the American people shut out the political factions that run this country and take the country back. But again, you got to do that at the local level. You've got to be sure that private property is protected and not assaulted through your local ordinance-making process.
And I think it's so important that they understand these people have a slogan that says, think globally, but act locally. And so they are working to get their people into the city council, to get their people on the board of supervisors, get them on the fire board, get them on the water board, and that way that they can complicate all of these issues. They don't want to stop the fires. They want the fires. They don't want to solve the water problem. They want to increase the water problem, because it's when you have problems that people will look to government to solve them. And so they create the problems, and then they say, oh, my goodness, what we need is different, more laws. We got to control your consumption of water. You're using too much water. The world's running out of water, running out of fresh air. The world's running out of oil. And all of these things are lies, but repeated often enough. Doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If you repeat it often enough, everybody will believe. And I think, Michael, it's so important that people understand that this is not happening by accident. There are people who are willing to work full-time to get onto the Board of Supervisors, to join all the local clubs and talk to all the right people, and sound so altruistic, but their real purpose is to get on there and, of course, implement these incredible policies, which they think are, many of them honestly believe, are going to lead to a better world. We're going to preserve the world. We're not going to run out of natural resources. We've got to keep people from using their land and corrupting the land. We've got to preserve it for the spiders and the butterflies, and then the fires come and wipe out everything. And, oh, shucks, well, when we can start anew, that's nature's way, what they say, but of course, they've created a situation where the fires can burn, where they won't let people go in and clear the land, and it won't let them clear out the brush, won't let them clear the brush out of the rivers, and then, of course, the rivers flood and flood the communities, rivers back up. And all of these ideas, they sound so great, but they're really all about control. Would you agree with that?
Well, that's absolutely what we're seeing, and for the average listener, who may not be familiar with all the details, certainly there's no American at any age who doesn't recognize that control over our daily lives has been increasing just over the last decade. And of course, it's been a longer process than that. And the plan is for the next decade to bring far greater controls. And the ultimate end is to bring us under a global governance system that is entirely devoid of American principles. And so Americans are really the target of the Sustainable Development Plan, because it's been America that has been the city, the shining city on a hill, that has offered the inspiration and admiration of peoples around the world. And when America goes, and that means when unalienable rights are not recognized, then there is no standard to which the world holds itself, and the abyss to which the world will then fall is unimaginable today. And yet, if we don't protect that is dearest and at the core of the American experience, we shouldn't expect anything better than the tyranny that will befall us. Because there are always people in the world who want to take control over others. And when those people have been working together for a long time, and they're the people with the money, and they include the globalist bankers and the power centers, the monarchies and the major industrialists of the 19th and 20th centuries, then we need to begin to realize that we're facing a real threat. And the battle of ideas can only be won by us if we're aware of what's happening. And I do believe, and have for a long time, that if Americans became knowledgeable of sustainable development objectives and of what Agenda 21 is, and reacquainted themselves with the principles that are at the core of the founding of this country, read the Declaration of Independence and take your study from there forward. Know what liberty is, and then it becomes a lot easier to see the threat that exists for the principles of liberty today. And without that, our children, even the average baby boomer in his elderly years, is going to find an America that has been destroyed.
Well, our telephone number is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. If you're out there and you'd like to have a question or comment for our guest, why, give us a call, 970-689-8255. But this is not an imaginary threat. I mean, we think it's Osama bin Laden hiding in the cave. No, ladies and gentlemen, it's the people at the highest levels of our government, which is like you and I, talk about America. If they hate it, they have embraced a different philosophy. We'll be right back.
Year-old with an agreeable smile. Starting at age 6, he was medicated with Concerta and Adderall at the insistence of school staff. Grades remained mediocre. Family and friends found Mike's zombie-like appearance frightening, and he continued with periodic outbursts and meltdowns. He suffered from sleeplessness and lack of appetite. When his first 7th grade report card showed all D's and F's, his desperate mom emailed the Brain Workout Center. Mike's progress through our program was bumpy, but he worked at it and finished drug-free. Since then, his mom reports that he has made the honor roll for the first time in his life. He willingly does his homework and has enough time to play in a band, his lifelong dream. The Brain Workout Center. No drugs, no labels. Side effects include results. Call 303-691-0882.
Stop living with pain. Discover Magneticare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting Magneticare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Before I go on, Michael, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, what they'll get there, and do you have a telephone number?
Well, our website is simple. It's freedomadvocates.org. And you'll find, as I said earlier, a range of sources and mediums for giving you the information you need to understand sustainable development, how it's into your communities, where it comes from to get to your communities, what its objectives are inside your community. And our phone number is 831-684-2232. That's 831-684-2232. And we have, in fact, we're coming out so in the next a week or two with a third pamphlet, one that's called Sustainable Development Global to Local Action Plans. You know, these pamphlets are easy reading and get right down to the core of the globalist movement and how it is infiltrated into your community. There isn't a single community in America today that is not infiltrated with the Sustainable Development Program. And this will give you a good insight and help you be able to recognize the programs that are these globalist programs into your community. And from there, you'll be able to design your own ways to battle them back. And in our earlier pamphlets have sold around the country in substantial numbers. And so there is a base of understanding out there now. But in your community, you know, it's up to nobody other than you to have an effect to increase the broader knowledge of what Sustainable Development Agenda 21 is and really get to the core of what's ailing America today. And once you understand these programs, you will feel that you've gotten to the bottom of the barrel and that with that information you can make a difference. And it's just spreading it to your friends and family and neighbors so that you know, the troop of Americans who are aware of what's at risk, aware of how we're being taken down, as that troop of people with those awarenesses grow, then we can all share a hope that America will survive and that our children and our children's children will live in the land of the free and the home of the brave. So that new pamphlet, is called Sustainable Development Global to Local Action Plans, and we'll have them available here in the next 10 days or so.
All right, fine. And, of course, the big thing is education for people to really understand what's going on out there. The thing is that you're because of the control of the media, you're never going to hear these things discussed. You're going to hear, oh, my goodness, if we start drilling for oil, why, we're not going to have it for 6 or 8 years from now. If we were to start drilling in Alaska, we won't have the oil. And they're absolutely right. At least 8 years from now, there will be oil. In the meantime, they're telling us the solution is, solar fields and wind farms. But they're not going to be up and functioning either for another 6 or 8 years. They use that as an excuse for not going ahead and drilling for oil, and yet their programs would be a long time being implemented and can never meet the needs of an industrialized nation. But you see, they don't want an industrialized nation. That's why they block the most obvious source of power, and that is nuclear energy, which is being used throughout the world. We're financing building it in communist China, but not here. Why? Because they intend to lower your living standards, ladies and gentlemen. They intend to impoverish our people. If you don't care about anything else, think about your future and the future of your children. These people have a different worldview. They believe in a feudal sort of society, the feudal lords and the feudal slaves, and you are one of those serfs. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255. You have to get the facts. You'll get tremendous information from freedomadvocates.com. Go ahead.
.org, freedomadvocates.org.
Oh, advocates.org. I stand corrected. FreedomAdvocates.org. So if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Michael, 970-689-8255. But this is not an imaginary threat. It's a very real threat. These people are organized. They are well-financed. They're financed by some of the richest people in the world who really do believe in this concept that they should be the rulers and we should be the slaves. It is that age-old conflict that has existed between those people who would use government to enslave the people and the people who want to be free. So, Michael, what sort of response are you getting from your people who contact you across America and across the world?
Well, you know, across America, it's consistent. You know, it's from all over, and the stories that people relate are identical. It's the attack on water. You know, the attack on California water is through a program called conjunctive use rules, which really negate attempt to negate the ownership of an overlying landowner to the to the water that is on its property. And the state of Arkansas is using the exact program as California has been using to affect a separation of the water resources that farmers have had access to for centuries. Here in California, fortunately, that program is not working well. Our Supreme Court, which has been proactive in sustainable development policy, has made a stance against the sustainable water policy. And so we've had repeated cases in this state that have assured the water rights of overlying users like ranchers and farmers to the aquifers below their land. But what we're seeing across the country is the same programs being repeated again and again, with fortunately an increasing understanding of this pattern by citizens around the country. Now, on a world basis, we have a lot of communication with other English-speaking countries, and it's clear that Australia is probably in the worst shape of all the all English-speaking countries in the world. The state of Queensland, which is about the size of the west coast of the United States, has thrown out the Australian Constitution and has put a corporation in charge of the government, public-private partnership, and it has negated land ownership at the death of existing landowners throughout Queensland. In other words, you can continue to run your farm as long as you sell all your product through through the government, and at your death, your land goes to the government. So it is really the first landscape in the world that has subscribed fully to the Sustainable Development Program. It is about the abolishment of private property. That has happened in Queensland. In the state of England, and in the country of England, they're falling very fast. Of course, they've got the European Union to contend with.
We'll be back in just a moment with Michael Shaw. Welcome your calls, 970-689-8255. What's happened in Queensland, the most incredible thing, and you've never heard of it. I wonder why.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, Dr. Stan Back here. Our guest, of course, is Michael Shaw. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. And, it's so important that people out there understand that this movement dominates literally every local community. And as we send our boys overseas to fight for freedom and democracy in Afghanistan and in Iraq, we're losing our freedom here at home. The war, overseas wars, are a great, great diversion. Of course, there are no win wars. We're not really trying to win in Afghanistan any more than we're trying to stop the drugs coming out of Afghanistan. We control the country, but oh shucks, we can't do anything about those poppy fields. Why? Why they're hidden away right in plain sight, and we're not going to try to stop the poppy trade. But they tell us that the poppy trade there is being used to finance the Taliban, who are killing our boys. Well, if we did away with the poppy trade, why then, where would the Taliban get their money? Why, of course, they'd get it from the Pakistani government that's subsidized with your tax money. And it's like Vietnam all over again, deja vu all over again. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, that what is happening overseas distracts us from what is happening at your city council, at your local board of supervisors. As the people who embrace these philosophies are imposing them and step by step taking away your right to your property. I think that what's happened in Queensland, where now when people die, their farms go to the government. Does that hold true for homes too, Michael, or is that just for farms?
Well, it's for land. It would not hold true if you owned an apartment in a smart growth, high rise city. But of course, in the smart growth, not something we didn't talk about. Smart growth is the way the globalists plan to put all the human beings into narrow living zones, move them off the landscape, create these wildland projects, while putting the people that survive this transition into the 14th floor of some high rise along a rail track. In Queensland, what they're attempting to do is get the resources under the control of public-private partnerships.
But aren't the people there upset about what's going on? Do they understand the implications of what's happened? I mean, the fact that the government is going to take your land when you die.
Well, the reports that we get, we've had written summaries and we've had radio interviews, is that there is no press coverage of this. The people are slowly beginning to figure it out. This all happened in a legislature where a bill was proposed. It sat untouched for a year. And under Australian law, bills that are not brought to the floor within a year are made law.
What?
So the information is slowly seeping out. But the people to date have been afraid to speak out. And the group that is speaking out has been communicating quite loudly with us. And there is a beginning of a base of attack on this globalist plan taking effect there. But it's amazing how quiet people become when they're intimidated. And that's what's happened in Australia in spades, and I'll argue that's what's happening in America. People are afraid a lot of times to speak out against the globalist plan or against Agenda 21 and sustainable development because they're afraid of the consequences that might befall them.
That maybe if they don't do anything, it's going to go away. It's sort of like if you have cancer, but you don't find out you have a cancer, then, of course, you don't have everything to worry about. And the trouble is, it will kill you. And, of course, these programs will destroy our nation and our heritage of freedom. And the average individual, well, if I don't look into it, maybe it isn't a problem. we must look into it. Understand, there are people who want to take away our freedom. Indeed, there are people there who would take away our lives and the lives of our children and of millions of people because they have a different agenda, a different worldview. And it's so, and going right along with this program that Michael's talking about are the population control programs that are being implemented not only in the third world nations where we're allowing diseases to spread, malaria, tuberculosis, and certainly AIDS, but of course right here in America where we are also implementing genocidal policies that are causing many people to die totally unnecessarily.
Well, to summarize the Agenda 21 program, it really has three elements. The first is the abolition of private property. The second is global education for youth. And the third is population control and reduction. In the sister document to Agenda 21, the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report, both of these documents came out at the 1992 UN conference held in Rio de Janeiro. And under the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report, it calls for a world population not to exceed 1 billion. Now, that's a reduction of 85% in human population worldwide. Now, if that doesn't grab one and shake them and say, this is something we can't ignore, your analogy to a situation of having cancer is perfect. You know, the human beings have been declared a cancer upon the earth by the core advocates of sustainable development. They intend to rid themselves of our existence. That should be a wake-up call for people. And if we don't wake up to that reality, we're going to find that we pay the price. And that price will fall most heavily upon the young people of the world today. So it is time for baby boomers who have, our parents were part of the problem, but certainly we have aggravated this globalist movement by feeding the monster that is designed to take us down, and we owe it to our children and to their children to change this direction. And the time is running short, so there's no time better than right now to get yourself acquainted with the policies of sustainable development.
And again, it's freedomadvocates.org.
Yes.
That's freedomadvocates.org. Go there to that website. Get the information. Understand what this is about. And then, of course, help Michael get the information out about sustainable development, about this agenda, the agenda for the 21st century, that is never talked about by your controlled media, because the last thing they want is for the American people to know what's going on. Michael, God bless. Have a wonderful and safe trip to the meeting, and we'll see you when you get back.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
The road to world government and the syllabus, and then of course is there is a DVD on sustainable development. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you believe in global warming, you're wrong. It's a scam. It goes right along with this issue we're talking about. Why? Because the solution is a whole flock of new government laws. We have a great DVD by Michael Kaufman on global warming. We have the books Climate Change a la Gore, which is a very good summary of the fraud of global warming, and The Politically Incorrect Guide to Global Warming. Those are those books available through Radio Liberty. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We have a 4-tape set on global warming. So much information is out there, and you need to understand that most of what you think you know is simply a lie. So have you noticed that every one of the major means of communication, whether it be television or news magazines or newspapers, they all tell you that global warming is a reality? And, of course, Al Gore even got the Nobel Prize, my goodness, for his book of The Inconvenient Truth and his motion picture on global warming, and it was all a lie. The entire wealth of the world is behind selling you and making you believe something that isn't true. You've got to help us get the information out, and to get out the information that the media is controlled. And, of course, it's controlled by five mega corporations, and then, of course, is AOL, Time Warner, Bertelsmann, Sydney Viacom, Disney, and Fox. And they own 90 to 95% of the major outlets in the world, or at least in the United States. And ultimately, they control what you hear on television. Have you ever noticed that all of the television networks talk about the same issues, that most of the programs are mundane? Have you ever looked at the CBS screen for CBS and noticed that eye in the right lower quadrant? That, of course, is the cult emblem. It's been around for thousands of years. Oh, CBS was organized by the CIA and a man named William Pauley, who, of course, worked for the CIA, was one of the directors of the CIA. Understand, mind control is alive and well in America today. We've got two great books on that. One's Mass Control, the other's Mind Control, and they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. The author, a fellow named Jim Keith, I think it was, died under very mysterious circumstances. It could have been simply an accident. He supposedly died of a pulmonary infarct after a very mild knee operation. I did thousands of them when I was practicing medicine, and I never lost a young person from the pulmonary embolus. And that might have simply been written off only within a few weeks. His publisher had an unusual death, and then a few weeks later, or a short time later, his ex-wife had an unusual death. And is that sort of thing really happening in America? Absolutely. And they put contracts out on people, and of course they die, and their assassins are well paid. It happens in this country. It happens throughout the world. In fact, the Church Committee reports back in the 70s pointed out how, of course, the CIA had killed Diem and knew that the rulers of Vietnam that we had imposed, and Patrice Lumumba and Trujillo in Dominican Republic. And, of course, if you read or listen to our programs on four tapes set on the Confessions of an Economic Reformer, details about the other presidents of Panama and Ecuador who were killed. moves on, ladies and gentlemen. Your tax money at work. Until tomorrow, and the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship service.